Shalom to all. Today's episode on Hinshinaf Lamed Dalet. We are starting about the 11th line of the two dots with a quote from the Mishnah, Dinu Nefashas Hamlamed V'Chulu. And today's episode is sponsored by Lunishmas, Mars, Miriam, Sarabas, Yaakov, Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah had said that by Dinu Nefashas, capital cases, a Dayan whose initial discussion was to convict can switch in order to acquit the fellow. But if his initial discussion was to acquit him, he can't switch it to conviction. Now, Omer Rav clarifies this, Loishanu El B'Shas Mas U'Matan. That's only in the original discussions. Al B'Shas Gmar Din, once K'Shas Gmar Din, when they're about to conclude the Din, Malamed Schos, Chayz Malamed Chayva, even if this Dayan originally was going for this chos, he could switch and go to chayva. Why is that? Because during the discussions, during the masu matan, the deliberations, once a dayan begins defending a position on behalf of the accused, he has to put all his effort into that, making sure that he didn't make a mistake and that he'll find a solid defense. But after he gave it his all in that direction, if he nonetheless, at the end of the din, right at the gemar, he sees something against the person, so it's clear he's not mistaken about his original position, he's allowed to switch to his new opinion, which is to convict. However, the gemar asks Mesa, we have a mission later on that says, l'machras, the next day, mashkimin ubayin, they wake up early and come to bazin, hamzaka omer, ani mazake mazake ni mkaimi. I am mazake and I still maintain my position of being mazake. Hamachayev omer ani hamachayev umachayev ni mkaimi. A dayan that's mechayev, he says that I'm one of mechayevim and I still maintain that position. And I'm lamed chayev lamed zchos. A dayan who yesterday and today when they're continuing was lamed chayev, he could switch to zchos. Avam lamed zchos ainu yochel lachzur lamed chayev. If yesterday he was lamed zchos, he can't now switch to lamed chayev. Here's a question of Hal Machras. The next day, this is after Halona's din, after they slept on it. Now they're waking up in the morning to finish off the din. Gemar dinhu, that is gemar. Din. And the Mishnah says very clearly that somebody who's Mlamed Schos can't switch to Mlamed Chayva, and so it's clearly not like Rav. However, the response to this is, Ultamech, according to you, Lamachros Masu Matan Mileka, the next day, when they're continuing this din, is there no Masu Matan? There's no deliberations? There's not going to be continued discussions? Of course there is. Therefore, Kikitani, Bishas Masu Matan, when the Mishnah says that Mlamed Schos can't switch to Mlamed Chayva, that's talking about at the time of Masu Matan, but when they're actually at the Gemar Din, at the final decision, even if he was originally Mlamed Schos, he could switch to Mlamed Chayva. So Tashma, we have another attempted question against this. A Mishnah later on discussed is that let's say they're at an impasse. In order to be mechayev to convict a person, we have to have a majority of two dayanim, not just one. And let's say they continued adding on dayanim from the original 23 till they got all the way till 71, and still it was a draw at 36 versus 35, and we can't convict them like that. So the Mishnah tells us, don elu k'neged elu, these judge opposite these, meaning they continue discussing it, ad shir echon ha-mechayev in derem mezakin, until one of the dayanim who are mechayev agrees to one of the words of the mezakin, and then they're able to say, okay, this guy is zakai, he's acquitted, he's fine. Now, v'em isav, it's really true that one of the Zakim could switch to being mechayiv l'sinam yivcha. The Mishnah should also teach the opposite, that they continue having this discussion until one of the mezakin flips to be a mechayiv. The more answer is Tana as chos kamahader achayv lekamahader. The Tana is just trying to be positive. So that's why he says there I'm continue discussing the case until one of the mechayivim flips to be a mezake. But of course, if the flip was the other way around, a mezake flipped to being a mechayiv, that could also be. So there's no question for the Mishnah. The more continues Tashma. We have another attempted question on this. Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina says echron atalmidim shezika. If one of the talmidim who's watching the proceedings, he's watching the day I'm discussing this, and he came up with a suggestion that was a schus for the accused. Umes, and then he died. We view him as if he's alive and standing in his place, and so when they take the final count, the final vote of who's for and who's against, we count him as one of the mezakim, even though he's not there. Now the question is, Vamai, why would that be? Nema, why don't we say, ilu havakayim, if he was alive, hader bay, he would have been chayzer from being mezakeh, and he would have flipped to being mechayiv. And since we don't say that, it must be that a dayan is not able to flip from being mezakeh to being mechayiv. The Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Hashtami aloy hader bay. Now at the end of the day, he didn't go back. He died before he was chayzer, and so therefore we keep him with his original opinion of being mezake. But yes, if he was alive, he technically could have flipped to being a mechayev. Asking more, hold on a second. They sent a message from there. This is an exclusion from Rabbeinu, meaning this is not like Rava's shita. And so we see that Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina is not like Rava, namely the dayan is not a switch his position. The Gemara says no. Really, the message they sent was ein moitzei itmar, that he is not an exclusion of Rava's shita, and he agrees with him, namely at Gemar Din, a dayan is allowed to switch from being mezake to being mechayev. We continue asking Tashma. Mishnah later on tells us shnei sofer adayonin, the two court scribes on lefnehem, they're standing in front of them. Echad minu ayamin ve'echad minu ha'smol, one on the right, one on the left. Ve'kosvin dibra mezakin ve'dibra mechayevin, and they write down the words of the mezakin and of the mechayevin, so we can have a record of what they say on paper. Now bishlam ve'dibra mechayevin, we understand why they have to write down the words of the mechayevin, because l'machar chazutam achrina ubaylam evin halonas din. Tomorrow they might find another reason, and they're going to need another halonas din. As we know, we learned in our mishnah that if the deliberations conclude with them being mechayev the person, they need to, as we say, sleep on it. That's Halana's Din, because maybe they're going to have a fresh perspective tomorrow. And it's the same thing. If after Halana's Din, they come up with a different reason of Chiyuv, they need another Halana's Din. As that's why we have to write down the words of the Mechayvim. So if they come up with a different reason to Mechayvim the next day, we have to have another Halana's Din. Al Divrei Mezakim, my time, why do the words of Mezakim, the ones who are quitting him, why do they need to be written down? Lav Mishom, isn't it because the Ichazutai Machrin L'Chayva, that if they decide to switch L'Chayva to convict him, Loimash Chinabuhu, we're not going to listen to them, and we're going to say, look, we already have written down that yesterday you you were mezakeh him, and so you can't be mechayev him anymore. And so it must be that's why we write down the words of the mezakim, so that they can't switch their opinions being mechayev. And that's clearly not like Rava. The Gemara says, that's not so. The reason why we write down the words of the mezakim is for a totally different reason. It's so that we should make sure that two dayanim don't say the same reason from two different psukim. We know that two psukim cannot be teaching the same thing. So if two dayanim posit the same reason, but based off of different psukim, one of them is wrong, so it can only be counted as one reason. And that's why we have to write down the different mezakim. And where do we get this from? Let's say two different dayanim said the same exact reason to acquit him, but it's from two different psukim. What's the din? Armalei told him, we only count for them one. It's only counted as one dayan that's in favor of acquittal, not two. Because again, as we just said, we can't have two psukim that are telling us the same thing. We can have one pasuk that tells us two different things, but not two psukim that tell us the same thing. And really, how do we know this? Rabbi says, because the pasuk tells us, Achaz dibra lakim, shtaim zu shamati, Hashem spoke one, I heard two, ki oiz lakim, because the strength or the power is for Hashem. And that tells Mikra echad yetz lakam atayimim, that one pasuk could go to many different reasons. We can learn many things out of one pasuk, but ve'in tam echad yetz mkam akroyos, one thing can't be learned out of multiple psukim. And the Rabbi Shmuel taught it, the Beis Rabbi Shmuel, they taught it from a different source, l'chapatesh yapaitse sela, like a hammer that breaks a rock. What do we learn from here? Ma patesh ze, mischal kakam yitzaitzois, just like one rock, when you smash it, it breaks up into many splinters, af Mikra echad yetz lakam atayimim, so too, one pasuk could be broken up into many different reasons, but two psukim can't be teaching us the same thing. And now we get into a long discussion about this. What's an example of one thing being learned out of two different psukim? So Zaydi tells the kid now, it's like the following Mishnah. Now there's a din that once something is put onto the Mizbeach, it's been sanctified, it's been mekudesh by the Mizbeach, and it's not allowed to be taken down, even if it wasn't supposed to be put up there. And that's what the Mishnah tells us. Mizbeach makash is roi loy, Mizbeach is makadish something that's fit for it. Whereas Yeshua Amir, he tells us, kol roi li'ishem im ala lo yarad. Anything that was fit for the fire, if it was put up on the Mizbeach, it's not allowed to be taken down, even though maybe it shouldn't have been put up when it was. Or where should we get this from? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, ha'oila al ha'moikta, the oila on the fire. And what do we learn from here? Ma'oila shiru'i l'ishim, just like a carbon oila, which is fit for the fire, it's totally burned. Im also lo'teirid, if it was put up, it's not to be brought down. Af kol shiru'i l'ishim, so too, anything that's fit for the fire, im ala lo'yerid, if it was put up there on the mizbech, it's not to be brought down, even if for whatever reason they made a mistake and they shouldn't have put it up when they did, or there was a different reason why it shouldn't have been put up there. But since it's technically fit to be put up there, it shouldn't be taken down. Now, he says the same exact thing. Kol roi l'mizbeach, im ol yered, anything that's fit for the mizbeach, if it was brought up, it's not to be brought down anymore. Shemar, because the pasuk says, hi ha'oila al moikta al ha'mizbeach. And that's the main word, al ha'mizbeach. Ma'oila shehi ru'i l'gam mizbeach. Just like an oila, which is fit to be brought on the mizbeach. Im also l'teired, if it was brought up, it's not to be brought down. Av kol shu roi l'mizbeach, im ol yered. So do anything which could be brought on the mizbeach, once it was brought up, it's not to be brought down. And trivayu ma'ikum rabu, what are both of them including? Both are Gamliel and Rabbi Shua. What are they both including in this drasha of theirs? Psulin, something which is puzzled, really shouldn't have been brought on the mizbeach. For example, a carbon that was shechted and its blood spilled before it was able to be sprinkled on the mizbeach. So that carbon really should not have been brought on the mizbeach. It's royal mizbeach. Technically, it could have been brought up had the blood not spilled. But if the blood was spilled before Zrika, it shouldn't have been brought on the mizbeach. Nonetheless, if it was brought up, it's not allowed to be brought down. And that's according to both of them. And how do we see that they're learning it from two separate psukim? Mar ma'isi lami maikta. Rabbi Shua learns it from the pasuk of maikta. It's really the word in the pasuk of maikta. And umar ma'isi lami mizbeach. And Rabbi Gamliel learns it from the word mizbeach. So here we have two exactly mudim. They're not arguing in anything, but they're just learning it from two separate psukim. And that's an example of what we're referring to. The Gemara says, no, that's not a good example, because Valhassam Mifak Pligi, over there they actually do argue. Diktani Seifa, the end of that Mishnah teaches, Ain Bain Dirim Gamil, Dir Rabbi Shua, there's no difference between Rabbi Gamil and Rabbi Shua, Ella Hadam Vanasachim, except for blood and Nesachim, Rabbi Gamil Omer Lo Yardu. Rabbi Gamil says, the blood and Nesachim, they were brought on the Mizbeach by mistake, they shouldn't have been, they're not going to be brought down. Or Rabbi Shua Omer Yardu, Rabbi Shua says, they should be brought down. So we actually see there is a machlok between Rabbi Gamil and Rabbi Shua in this din. So it's not the same thing being learned from two different psukim, it's two different things being learned from two different sources. Elamar of Papa, rather, Papa says it's from the following. Titania, we have a Brisa that tells us, and it's very similar to what we just discussed. Rabbi Yisegli tells us, Mitak Shenemar, from that which the Pasuk says, I'm down on base on top. Anything that touches Mizbeach shall become sanctified. I hear from there that anything that touches Mizbeach or that's brought on there, whether it's Roy or not Roy, automatically becomes sanctified, becomes Kadosh, and it's not to be brought down. That's why the next Pasuk tells us, Kvasim. It talks about sheep. Ma Kvasim Ruyin, just like Kvasim, are Roy to be brought on the Mizbeach. I've called Roy, so too anything that's Roy to be brought on the Mizbeach, if it was put up there by accident, even though maybe it shouldn't have, it becomes sanctified. Rabbi Kiva Amar, he tells us that a few psukim after this, it says the word oila. What do we learn from here? Ma oila ruya, just like an oila, it's fit to be brought on the Mizbeach. Av kol roi, also anything that's fit to be brought on the Mizbeach, once it's put up there, it becomes sanctified, kadosh, and can't be brought down. And Shvayu Maikon Matu, what are both of them excluding in these joshes of theirs? Psule, something that's puzzle, that was never fit to be brought on the Mizbeach in the first place. Mar Maisulami Kvasim, Reise Gli learns that from the word Kvasim, and Umar Maisulami Oila, Rabbi Kiva learns it from the word Ayla. And so it's actually here that's a good example, says Rav Papa, where we have the same exact thing being learned from two different psukim. As the Gemara, Va'amar Vada Barava, Ayla Sa'if Psula, Ikabinayu. Rav Barava said very clearly that a Ayla Sa'if, a bird Ayla, which is Pasul, that would actually be a nafkamina between Rabbi Yosei Glili and Rikiva. Mandi Masila Mikvasim, the one learns it from Kvasim, Kvasim in, Aval Ayla Sa'if Lai, only something that's like Kvasim, like an animal, if that was put up by mistake, it's not going to be brought down, but a Ayla Sa'if will be brought down. Mandi Masila Ayla, Afilo Ayla Sa'if Nami, according to Rikiva, it applies even to an Ayla Sa'if. So we actually do see that there's machlekes over here, so it's not the same thing being learned from two different psukim. El Amar Rashi, rather Rashi says, here's the source, Ketanya, we have a pasuk that tells us, Dam Yechashev L'Ishahu Dam Shafach, this is referring to Shchutei Chutz, a person who shechts a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Rabbi says, Zayrik, this includes a person who sprinkles blood outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's Arv this Isra as well. Div Rabbi Shmuel, that's what Rabbi Shmuel tells us, where Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva says, the pasuk tells us, Oy Zevach, the Rabbi says, Zayrik, that includes someone who sprinkles blood outside the Beis HaMikdash. And Uchvayim Maikam Rabu, what are both of them including? Zrika, somebody who sprinkles blood outside the Beis HaMikdash. Mar Maisila Midami Chashev, Umar Maisila Me Oy Zevach. Each one is learning from a separate pasuk, but they're learning the same exact thing. And this is a great source where we could have the same thing being learned from two different psukim. Now, I think more attempts to ask a kash on this. V'amar Rabavo, Rabavo said, Shachad Vizarek Ekabinehu. There actually is a difference between them. If somebody shechts and is Zarek, he also sprinkles outside the Beis HaMikdash. L'div Rabbi Shmuel Eine Chayv Alachas. According to Rabbi Shmuel, is only Chayv 1. Or is it the Rabbi Kiva Chayv 2? According to Rabbi Kiva, is Chayv 2. So Gemara says that's not a good question because the Itmar Allah was already stated on that. Amar Abai Abai says, Afla Div Rabbi Kiva Nami, even according to Rabbi Kiva, Eine Chayv Alachas. He's only Chayv 1. The Amar Kokas Pasuk says, Shom Tala Elisecha V'Shom Taseh. Over there you shall bring up your Eilis, and over there you shall do, meaning you shall do all the Avodais, and Arvin Rachmana Lakula Siyais. The Torah combined all the different things that are necessary to bring a carbon into one pasuk, and therefore, even according to Rabbi Kiva, if a person is Shaychet and Zayrek outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's only either one. So we maintain that this is a good source for the same exact thing being learned from two different pasukim. I can explain the mission we had said, Dina Mamanis Dana Beyayim Mechulu, that we start judging a case of Mamanis during the day, and we conclude it even at night. So first we have in our parentheses, Simin Mishpat Mane Mate, that's the Simin for the different rias we're going to bring for this. And the Gemara asked Manani Mili, how do we know this? How do we know that Dini Mamanis could be finished that night? So Rabbi Papa says, number one, because the pasuk tells us, Veshavtu Asam Bechol Eis, they shall judge the nation at any time, Mashma, even at nighttime. As Mori Hachiv, that's so, Tchilas Dinami, even the beginning of a din should be able to be at night. And the answer is that no, because Rava, it's like Rava, the Rava Rami, Rava Asastira, Ksiv in one pasuk it says, Veshavtu Asam Bechol Eis, and they shall judge the nation at any time, Mashma, even at night. Ksiv in another pasuk says, Vahayabiyam Chilas Banov, and will be in the day that he's Manchil's children, and so it's Mashma that we can only do dinim during the day. Hakatzad, how do we understand the stira? Yom Tchilas Din, the day is when we started in, Lila Ligmar Din, but the nighttime is when we can even conclude a din. Now we continue, Masis, and the like Rav Meir, the Mishnah is not like Rav Meir. The Tanya, because we have Brysa, Hayr Meir, Ayr Meir says, Matam Leimer, Alpiyam Yekol Riv Chol Naga. What's the understanding of this Pasuk? That based off their mouths, according to what they say, shall be every Riv and every Nega. This is referring to Kaihanim, we're allowed to judge. Riv means a dispute, and a Nega is referring to a Nega Tsaras, if a person has Tsaras on their body. Vichima Inyan Rivim Eitzel Negaim. What does a Riv have to do with Negaim? It seems to be two totally separate things. El Makish Rivim Lenegaim, it must be there's a Hekish, there's a comparison between the two. Manegaim Beyaim, just like by a Nega, a Kohen's only allowed to look at it during the day to see if it's the right color. The Chsiv Kazapazak says, Uveyaim Heira Yisbai, on the day where he sees it, Af Rivim Beyaim, so to a dispute is only allowed to be judged during the day. And Manegaim Shleib Asumin, just like a Nega is not allowed to be looked at by a blind person, that's because he's blind. And also, the Chsiv Kazapazak says, L'chom Mare Einea Kohen, to the viewer, the sight of the eyes of the Kohen, Af Rivim Shleib Asumin, a court case is not allowed to be judged by blind judges. And Umakash Negaim L'Rivim, we also make the Hekesh the other way around. My Rivim, just like court cases, Shleib Krivim are not allowed to be done with relatives. Af Negaim Shleib Krivim, a Nega is not allowed to be looked at by a Kohen who's a relative. Asking Mar E, if this is really so that we have this comparison, why don't we say as follows? My Rivim B'Shleisha, just like a court case has to be judged by three, Af Negaim B'Shleisha, so to a Nega has to be looked at by three Kayhanim, not just one. And Vidinu, it's actually Kawal Chamer to say this, because Mamayna B'Shleisha, if when it comes to a person's money, that has to be judged by three. Gufay like Kolshikain, when it comes to his very body, shouldn't that have to be looked at by three Kayhanim? And the answer to this is that no, Tam Lamer, the Pasuk says, Vehuvel Aaron Akayin, Oil Echad Vegaimer, Alamatu, you learn from here, Shafil Kayin Echad Reis Hanagayim, that even one Kayin could see Nagayim and he could paskin, we don't need three Kayhanim. And we see very clear from his Braisa that a din Torah needs to be judged during the day and may not be done at night, and that's Rav Meir. Clearly, our mission is not like Rav Meir. I always have a story about a blind person judging. Hahu Samia, there was a blind judge, the Havi Bishavus of Rabbi Yechanan, he lived in Rabbi Yechanan's neighborhood, the Havi Dain Dina, he would judge cases, Boy Amr Le Rabbi Yechanan, Midi, Rabbi Yechanan never told him anything. And the question is, Hechi Avadahachi, how is he able to do that? Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan himself said, Halacha Kastam Mishnah, the Halacha is like a Stam Mishnah that doesn't have a Tano's name attributed to it. Utanan, we have a Mishnah that tells us, Kal Kasher Ladun, Kasher Lahayid. Anyone that's Kasher to judge, he's able to give Eidos. Vyesha Kasher Lahayid, Vain Kasher Ladun, there is somebody that's able to give Eidos, but's not able to judge. But Amr Bechan, Rechan says, Lasu Yusum Ba'achas Me'inov, this is to include somebody who's blind in one eye, he could give Eidos, but he can't judge. judge, as we see very clearly from the Stam Mishnah, that a blind person can't judge, but Rabbi Yochanan allowed this blind person to judge. What's going on over here? So the answer is Rabbi Yochanan Stam Achrisi Ashkach. Rabbi Yochanan actually had a different Stam Mishnah that says not like this, and that's what he was going like. What's that other Stam Mishnah? Dini Mominis, Donim B'Yayim V'Garim B'Layla. Monetary cases could be judged during the day, but we can finish them at night, and that's our Mishnah, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan was relying on. And the limit is that the Yonim who could see are allowed to judge at night, but that basically makes them blind because when there's no lights at night, you can't see anything. So for sure, Dayan with one eye is also able to judge. Ask the Gemara, hold on a second. My omi the high stam, my high stama. What's stronger about this Stam Mishnah, namely ours, than the other Stam Mishnah that tells us a blind person is not allowed to judge? And the answer is ibay se'im stama the rabim adif. You could say the Stam that goes like the rabim, that goes like everybody, is much better. The first Stam Mishnah is just like Rab Meir, whereas this other Stam Mishnah, which is ours, is according to everybody. So it's better to go with that Stam Mishnah than a Stam Mishnah that's just a das yachid. Ibay se'im alternatively, you could say mishum diktani lo gam mehilchas adina. It's because this was taught regarding all the other halachas of judging cases. In our Mishnah, we list multiple different dinim and halachas that have to do with judging cases. Among them, this din that we conclude a monetary judgment at night. And since all these other dinim in the Mishnah are authoritative, so to this din, and that's why we go with this Stam Mishnah, not the other one. Now, continuing some of these two opinions, Rav Meir, who said that we can't judge at night. Was he darshan from this pasuk? We had used to teach us that we could judge at all times, even at night. But he says no judging at night. So what does he do with it? And the answer is Amarava. He explains lasu yom hamunon to include a cloudy day. That now we've mentioned that says ain rosh hanagayim shachris ubein arba'im. Okay, it's not allowed to take a look at a nega to see if it's the right color during the morning or in the afternoon. V'lo b'sayi chabayis, not inside a house. V'lo b'yom hamunon, and not on a cloudy day. Why is this? M'nei shekeh nearest aza, because something that's really dull is going to end up looking bright due to the fact that there's not good lighting, and then the kohen is going to end up saying that it's tameh when really it should be tahar. And v'lo b'tzarayim, he's not looking in the afternoon when the sun is very strong. M'nei shaza nearest keha, because something that's really bright that should be tameh looks dull because the light is so bright outside. The color on the skin looks very dull, and the kohen is going to end up being metaher when he really should be metameh. And since previously Rav Meir had compared negayim to din, so if a negayim is not to be looked at on a cloudy day, a din maybe shouldn't be allowed to be done on a cloudy day either. That's what Meir uses pasuk for, that v'shaftu some b'chalais tells us even on a cloudy day they could judge a case. Now we continue asking in his sheet of Rav Meir, hi b'yoyim anchilas banav my avilei, what does he do with the drasha of b'yoyim anchilas banav? And the answer is ahumi b'alei l'chotani Rav Bar Chanina kamed Rav Nachman. He needs it for what Rav Bar Chanina taught in front of Rav Nachman. The pasuk says v'hoyi b'yoyim anchilas banav b'yoyim atamapa nachlas v'yatamapa nachlas b'layla. You're only allowed to have a nachla go from one person to another during the day, but not at night. Now Amar Lei, Rav Nachman responded to Rav Bar Chanina, how does that make sense? El me'ata, if that's really so, man neshachu b'yimama yartun lebanei, somebody who dies during the day, his kids inherit him. If a person dies at night, his kids won't inherit him, because the pasuk says, and this guy had the misfortune of dying at night, so his kids don't inherit him. How does that make sense? And Rav Nachman continued telling him, maybe you mean to say a din of a nachla, meaning when they're coming to officially apportion a nachla and give out this part to this kid and that part to that kid, so on and so forth. Maybe that's what you're referring to that has to be done during the day. And where do we get this from? The Tanya, because Rav Bratzah tells us, this is the final pasuk in all of Dinei Nachlos. And what do we learn from here? Ayra kol parsha kula liya is din. The parsha of Nachlos is concluding to tell us that everything is just considered din. Again, as we just said, when the Nachlos is being distributed, that's just like a regular din, and that would have to be done during the day. And where do we see this? Because Rehuda Marav, Dom Rav Yehuda Marav, he tells us, three people come to visit a sick person, and he realizes that he's about to pass on, so he gives them instructions for what he wants to do with his Yerusha. Ratzu kaisvin, if they want, they could write it down in a shtar, and then that shtar would be handed off to a bezdin to take care of, or ratzu aisin din. If they want, they could do that din themselves. Since there are three people, they could act out as a bezdin to divvy up these nechasim as the person had wanted. Whereas shnayim, if they're just two people, kaisvin of einoisin din, they have to write it down in a shtar, and they can't do a din because they're not a bezdin. They're just two, they're not three. Now, Avamar Chizra, Chizda said, this is only if they were there during the day. It makes a difference if there's three or two. Aval Balayla, if they're there at night, even if there's three people there, Kaisun Ve'enos and Din, they have to write it down on a paper, and they're not allowed to end up doing that din. They have to pass it on to another three people, a different bezdin, in order to divvy up these nechasim. Why is that? Mishum Dehavalu Edim, because they're Edim. Ve'en Eid Nas Adayon. An Eid can't become a Dayon. Once a person's an Eid, he can't be a Dayon. And the reason why they can't be Dayonim is because it's nighttime, and they can't judge a case at night. Now, this is all Renachon's response to Rabbi Bar Chanina, trying to clarify what he was trying to tell him regarding a nachla being done during the day and not at night. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Chanina responded to Rav Nachman in Hachik Amina. Yes, that's what I was saying. The din nachlas has to be done during the day and not at night. And this is what Rav Meir does with this pasuk of Ahay B'yam Mechilas Banav. Use it for what Rav Nachman just explained. And we continue explaining the Mishnah. Din Nefasha is done in B'yam V'chulu. The Din Nefasha is we have to start the judgment during the day and we have to conclude it during the day as well. The Gemara asked Amili, how do we know that? So Rav Shimon Rechia explains Amar Kra. The pasuk tells us V'hay Ka'isam Hashem Neged Hashemesh. You shall hang them before Hashem against the sun. So we see that when a person needs to be hanged, that's done during the day in front of the sun, and it's not going to be done at night. So that means that din nefashos, capital cases, where it might end by hanging a person, that has to be concluded during the day. Now we just clarify something here. Amar chizim minay loyka shi'italia. How do we know the word hoika or loyka means hanging? Dechsev, because the pasuk says, "Vayikanim l'Hashem and give us shol b'chir Hashem," and we will hang them and give us shol, the chosen one of Hashem. This is referring to the gevinim who had come to complain to David about how they were wronged by Shaul and his sons, and how they wanted revenge, and they had said, "We want to hang them." That was the lashon of vayikanim. And how do we know the descendants of Shaul were actually hanged? Laman hayom alaf on top. Uksiv, because the pasuk says, "Vatikach ritzabas ayah sasak." Ritzabas ayah took the sackcloth, vatateu la el atzur betchilas katzir, and she spread out on the rock at the beginning of the harvest season, and she watched the bodies that were hanging, so there's covered mace as best as possible. So you see, the vayikanim means we want to hang them, and these people were actually hanged. But now we go back to the original pasuk that we quoted, vahayka oisam Hashem neged hashamesh, and the question is as follows: Uksiv, the pasuk says, "Vayomer shalom Moshe, kachas kol rashi ha'am." Hashem said to Moshe, "Take all the leaders of the nation," and right afterwards the pasuk says, "And hang them neged hashamesh." This is referring to a situation in the Midbar when people were oivid bal pa'ar, a certain avodah zarah, as Hashem told Moshe that in response to this as a punishment, the rashi ha'am should be taken and they should be hanged. And the question is, "Ima am chatu, rashi ha'am achatu." If the nation sinned by serving avodah zarah, what did the rashi ha'am do? The leaders of the nation didn't do anything. It was just the regular people that sinned. So Rav Yudam Ravi clarifies, "Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, this is what Hashem was telling Moshe, chalak lehem batei dinim. I want you to split them up into batei dinim. I want you to take the rashi ha'am. They shall be broken up into different batei dinim, and they shall judge the people. And then the people who are chayiv misa, hayka osam Hashem neged hashamesh." Now the question is, my timeo, why is it they had to break them up into separate batei dinim? Why not just use one bezdin to judge all the people that were offered by Pa'ar? Even if you want to say mishum she'ein dan shnayim b'yom echad, because we know a bezdin is not allowed to judge two capital cases in the same day. Well, for Amar Chizda, Rav Chizda says loyshan al b'shtei misos. That's only in two separate misos. Let's say skila and chenek. A bezdin can't judge two separate cases in the same day. Avol misa achas donin. But if it's the same misa as both skila or hereg or chenek, they can judge multiple cases in one day. And this in the midbar is referring to the same case. Everyone was avid avodah zarah. Why they have to have separate batei dinim? One bezdin could have taken care of everyone. And the answer is for a different reason. El kadesh shiyashu charoin af miyisrael. It's just that the charoin af, the anger of Hashem, should ease from am Yisrael when they show that everyone's involved in trying to stand up for the honor of Hashem. And by doing so, there's multiple batei dinim judging the same thing. That takes away Hashem's charoin af much quicker. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.